This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding talks with the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, in New Delhi. The talk focuses on various aspects of bilateral relations between India and Qatar. The Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim, reached New Delhi yesterday on a two-day official visit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received Sheikh Tamim at the airport. He was accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Modi and several union ministers were present on the occasion. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and his Qatari counterpart, Sheikh Faisal bin Thani bin Faisal Al Thani, attended the India-Qatar Joint Business Forum today. During the event, two memorandums of understanding, MOUs, were signed between India and Qatar. Speaking to media, Piyush Goyal highlighted the historical ties between India and Qatar and the vast potential for collaboration.
भारत और कतर के बीच संबंध ऐतिहासिक भी है और संभावनाओं से भरे हैं। कल माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने जो मित्रता का भाईचारे का संदेश हाइनेस अमीर ऑफ कतर को एयरपोर्ट पर जाकर रिसीव करके दिया है, मैं समझता हूँ उसी में पूरी कहानी स्पष्ट हो जाती है।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a review meeting in New Delhi on the implementation of new criminal laws in Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha, Chief Minister Umar Abdullah and senior officials attended the meeting. The implementation and current status of various new provisions related to police, prisons, prosecution and forensics in Jammu and Kashmir were reviewed. Speaking to media after the meeting, Chief Minister Umar Abdullah said efforts will be made to raise awareness among the people of Jammu and Kashmir about these new laws. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav has emphasized on the need to promote reuse and recycling of products. Addressing the 18th Conclave on Waste Recycling and Climate Change 2025 in New Delhi today, Mr. Yadav emphasized to minimize resource waste and focus on maximizing resource efficiency to become a developed country by 2047. The minister said the market value of India's circular economy will be around $2 trillion by 2050 and stated the circular economy will create 10 million jobs. The toppers from prestigious exams like UPSC, IITG, CBSE and ICSE today shared their success stories in the 8th and final episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025. The board exam toppers said that during the exams, the students cannot retain all the information in their minds, so it is helpful to focus on specific topics that are frequently asked in exams. They also asked the students to revise the previous year's question papers.
We cannot attain all of the information in our mind. Some specific topics jo hai, jo exam mein baar baar poochte hai. It's also good to revise the previous year questions and specifically target those specific topics first. And then you can focus on the later topics again.
Our correspondent reports that over the years, Pariksha Pe Charcha has evolved into an opportunity aimed at transforming exam-related stress into positive energy. Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana has completed 9 years today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had launched this scheme in 2016, which aims to provide financial support to farmers suffering crop loss and damage arising out of natural calamities. The Supreme Court has granted interim protection from arrest to YouTuber and podcaster Ranveer Allahabadia in connection with multiple FIRs lodged over his controversial comments on a YouTube show. He had recently made inappropriate comments during a guest appearance on a TV show that sparked a massive uproar. The court's order is subject to his cooperation with the ongoing investigations. Expressing strong disapproval of the comments, the court restrained Allahabadia and his associates from airing any further episodes of the show until further orders. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading down in the afternoon trade today, dragged by industrials, consumer durables and metal sectors. The 30-share BSE Sensex shed 273 points or 0.36% to 75,724 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.